Hello, my love, and welcome back to another girl chat where we talk about how to be a goddess in dating and love. As a woman, you're supposed to be cherished in the relationship. Both people are supposed to feel loved and valued in their own ways, but men and women require different things in relationships, and maybe that's something we'll talk about in a different video. Let me know in the comments if that's something that you want. But one of the things that a woman brings into the relationship is her attention and her energy. A lot of people can call this feminine energy. Your presence makes him feel special. It makes him feel validated. And in return for this validation, he is meant to cherish you. He is meant to provide for you, protect you. So by having goddess level standards in your relationships, requiring them to do more than necessary to enter, in order for you to commit or give attention, they need to qualify themselves. They need to prove to you that they're not just trying to take your energy. They're not just trying to get validation from you and then move on to the next one. They are actually serious about you. Because when you have your standards higher, that's how you are shown who's a real one. Finding the right man starts with knowing your value, knowing your worth.
If you're interested in self-improvement, then these cards will beautifully add to your journey. Affirmations are an easy and effective way to overcome limiting beliefs and improve your emotions. Go to shopaffirmations.com to check them out.
Improving your self-esteem sets you apart. It sets you up for success because when you know who you are, you accept yourself for your good sides and your bad sides, you show up authentically. And when someone is showing up authentically, it's really hard for things to go wrong. Because when you're showing up as yourself with full acceptance and love, you're going to attract people who are in the same energy, people who are into the same things, people who are also confident within themselves and who are ready for a serious relationship. Now, ladies, if you know that your energy makes him feel validated, then you also have to understand that you shouldn't be validating him when he doesn't deserve it. So that means you shouldn't be giving him your energy if he doesn't deserve it. I know that sounds pretty obvious when I break it down, but when it comes to actual dating today and the things that I hear from you in the comments, in my email section, in my private messages and private chats, I'm hearing that you understand your value. You understand that you're not supposed to give him your attention or validate poor behavior. But when it comes to actually dating and actually interacting with these men, you're constantly making excuses for them. You're constantly ignoring your intuition. Your intuition is extremely powerful. Not everyone has strong intuition, but most importantly, not everyone listens to it. So by simply listening to that nudge that doesn't really give a reason, it's just like either this feels good or this doesn't feel good, you should do this or you shouldn't do this. Like, you know, your intuition is very quiet, very chill, very straightforward, and it's up to you to listen. When you understand how to reprogram your mind, how to change your thoughts, how to consistently level up in your life, that's when you attract exactly what it is that you want. The steps to manifest whatever reality you desire are always going to be the same. I teach the full process of how to manifest love, success, and abundance into your life in the Rewired Play Shop. but I'm going to just quickly summarize the simple steps to manifest so that way anyone watching this can just apply it. There's three aspects to manifestation, and I know this seems a little bit off topic, but when it comes to manifesting the relationship that you want and being able to be that perfect woman that is extremely magnetic to the exact perfect man, that's literally manifestation. Like, that cannot be put into any other words other than manifestation. So the three aspects that you want to deeply understand, and you can apply this to everything. The first principle, the most powerful principle, the foundation, you can say, is your identity. This is who you are, okay? If nothing else changes, if you don't do any self-improvement, if you don't work on yourself at all, if you don't invest in yourself at all, you are going to manifest according to your identity. That is your foundation. Your identity can be made up of your upbringing, your examples in life, your environments, your culture, all sorts of things, nature, nurture, all sorts of science, psychology, all those things. But in the simplest terms, your identity is who you are. Who do you think that you are? What does that mean to you? The second aspect to manifestation is your intention. What do you want from this? So in terms of meeting the right partner, being the perfect woman for the perfect man, what does that even mean? What is the perfect man to you? And what is the perfect woman? What does that look like? Be very, very specific. The more specific you are, the easier it is for you to create a vision. So having an intention, you can also call it having a vision, having a clear image of what you're creating. Think about manifestation like you're working with a piece of clay. You are molding that clay into something that you want to have, something that you want to use, something that you want to experience. Before you can start really molding the clay in a way that's going to actually work, you have to have some kind of vision or inspiration as to what you want to do. It's important to have a vision when you're dating because you need to know what kind of guy you're looking for. If you're just going on dates and you have no concept of what you're actually looking for or what you want out of the date, then you're just gonna be wasting your time a lot. You're gonna be getting into situations with men who just want your validation. You're gonna be getting into situations with men who are just, they just don't like you that much. They're not serious about you. You could be wasting a lot of time and energy that you don't need to if you don't want to. It's fun to date and go out and explore yourself and explore relationships. If that's the energy that you're at right now, that's totally okay. You don't need to feel shame for just wanting to go out there and date. But if your intention is to have a long-term relationship, marriage, start a family, have children, or if your intention is to improve your current relationship for the long term, maybe you already have kids or you don't want kids, it doesn't matter. If you want to have a life partner, you need to be honest and clear about what you want. What is a good partner for you? It's so easy for us as women to think that we just have to find someone quickly, like we're in a rush, we just have to be in a relationship so bad. And then we just get into whatever relationship before we even really know if someone is right for us. Maybe we don't even know what we want and we just settle for less. That is not something that you need to do, because when you're honest about what you want, you're going to attract other people that are exactly your type. So the third aspect of manifestation is actions. What actions are you taking? Are you showing up as the person that you want to be? This has to do with your identity. Your identity naturally puts you into actions. Depending on who you are and who you see yourself as, that's gonna determine how much you procrastinate certain things, how disciplined you are, right? We all have access to the same level of discipline. It's just a matter of who are we? What box have we put ourselves in? So have you put yourself in a box in your relationships of saying, oh, I can only have a certain type of guy, or if I want this, then I have to sacrifice this? If you're creating these storylines, it's gonna block you from taking certain actions and empowering yourself to actually get what you want. So taking actions that align with someone who respects themselves and doesn't allow men to just get away with nonchalant behavior and non-commitment. The woman that requires the most, the woman that is the prize, because she sees herself as the prize. And when you are expecting to have a certain type of partner, you need to be able to back it up. You can't ask for the best of the best of the best if you yourself see yourself as like the worst of the worst. It's just not possible. It doesn't add up, okay? Maybe you can scam your way there for a little bit. Like, I see some of these people like lie and pretend to get into these relationships. So eventually you get tired of acting. That's why it's important to make sure that, okay, if I want someone that is on this level, what do I need to work on personally to feel like I am at a level where I can have that type of person? I can get along with that type of person. I don't have to pretend to be interested in the same things as them because they're like on a completely different level than me. Don't think about it like, oh, I'm not good enough right now and I have to change in order to have the person I want. No, you are good enough. You are perfect as you are. But if you want something that is currently not in your scope, that you currently don't have, then that means it's probably just different than you. It's at a different level. Doesn't mean it's better or worse. It just means that it's not currently there for you. And it's okay to lovingly understand that you need to work on some things in order to feel comfortable having that thing. If you have no idea how to invest money or how to spend money, you have no idea the prices of things, how much money you spend on things, how much money you earn on things. You have no idea any of that about your taxes, nothing. The thought of having more money coming in might be kind of scary to you because you're like, okay, I don't even feel like I have a handle or a control on the money I already have. So how can I feel comfortable with more money? Okay. If you're not able to be happy and comfortable with the relationships you're getting now, with the interactions you're having now, it's okay to admit that and say, okay, I need to learn more. I need to grow. I need to educate myself. I need to empower myself. I need to act, get out of my comfort zone a little bit and set certain boundaries that feel uncomfortable at first, but are way more comfortable to do than getting my feelings hurt later and then feeling really bad because I could have avoided it if I would have set boundaries. I hear these stories every single day. You put so much weight on what other people think, specifically what men think about you and impressing them and making them like you, when in reality, you don't realize they want your attention. They're the ones that are seeking your validation. And you are distorting the game by thinking that you have to get their approval for anything. Like, you are a goddess. You are here to thrive. You are here to prosper. You are here to bring life to this planet and this environment. Like, you're not here to beg for scraps. You're not here to settle for less. You're here to empower yourself, empower the other women around you, empower the men to act right, and understand that if they want access to you, they have to be on their best behavior. They have to show up with integrity, with honesty. They have to be the person that they want you to see them as.